Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is, as you know, is chief economist for the NFIB, a former head of the business school at Temple University, and for a long time, and professor of economics there as well. He has been a member of our Brain Trust for coming up on 15 years. That's how long he's been sharing his index, the NFIB Small Business Index, Small Business Optimism Index, with us every month. And we've been the happy beneficiary of his hard work, which has become the gold standard over the last 40-plus years of small business indexes. And he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, good morning to you.
Good to have you back, Bill. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I remember when we did December, you and I mused about whether January was going to sustain the kind of the excitement of the fourth quarter of 14, and now we know that it didn't.
Yeah, it didn't do it exactly. I mean, if we take it apart, we'll see it wasn't quite as bad as we thought. What it really did was it undid November's big gain. We had a big gain in November, but remember it was only in two questions: expectations for business conditions and expected real sales. That was the only thing that drove the index up. But in December, more than half of the gain came in hiring plans, spending plans, inventory investment plans, capital spending plans, and so on. So the good thing, if we can say that about the 2.5-point reversal in January, is that it really reversed November. It was the crazy positive expectations about where we'd be 6 months from now in the economy and where real sales were.
And you think that was a little hyperventilation over the election?
Yep, I do. So, so January held up on the hiring plans, capital spending plans, and all those things that are really, really important. So we didn't give those up in January, and that was good news.
Yeah, exactly. So, but there were seven of the indicators went down, and only a couple of them went up, and we're still, though, at 97.9, which is below the 40-year average, isn't it?
Right, we're still below the average. Going into the recession, the average was 100. And so we're just a little bit below that. And again, we've talked about that before. The sad thing is, of course, that we got to the average over all these years by climbing slowly up toward it rather than the typical pattern, which would be when you come out of the recession, you really boom. So the index goes to 105, 6, 7, and the economy, and GDP growth is like 5-6% instead of the measly 2.5 that we had, and job creation is 400,000, 500,000 in a month instead of the 200,000 that we've averaged. So we never had that wonderful euphoric period as we got to the end and slowed down to the average. We've just clawed our way up to the average, and we're still there.
Well, exactly, and there are a number of reasons for this, aren't there, Bill? I mean, there's anti-business policies, new ones coming out all the time out of Washington, D.C.
It's huge. This administration sets records in terms of the number of new or changed regulations that are posted in the Federal Register. It's an outrage. There's no way any normal person can possibly keep up with it. And I guess they're happy about that because then we all have to hire lawyers to try to help us follow
it. But none of it seems to be helping small business owners. For example, with the taxes, the tax code, right? With the way they waited till December to do the renew the 179. The section 179.
Yeah. And it happens at all levels. I just got a little clip in the email today or yesterday, you know, that said that Philadelphia has passed now a mandatory sick leave family care bill, you know, so everybody's got to get 40 hours a year, and they can accumulate it, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, you know, so they just make it more and more cumbersome, more paperwork for the CEO to worry about in a small firm.
Right,
and that's
right.
It's just heaped on by all levels of crazy government.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and be right back with more to come. We're going to get into the details of this index and break down some of the different things that Bill learned about what small business owners are doing these days out there across the marketplace. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Bisingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.